The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, joins myself in what is got to be a very difficult day. Why? Why don't you check my Twitter and find out why? That SOB MJF is after my wife. You don't believe me? Well, I talk about it on the podcast. Also, we talk to Melina. Why? Because she made an appearance on Impact. And you talk about making an impact? We're going to see her and Deonna Purrazzo in the ring at NWA Empower. We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I don't know what the hell is going on between Sami Callihan, Thunder Rosa, MJF, Thunder Rosa calling and texting my wife about, you know, being best buds and, you know, coming down to the LaGreca house and hanging out with my wife. You know, MJF insinuating conversations, going back to Double or Nothing, Mark. A picture that you actually took of MJF trying to mac to my wife in Jacksonville, Florida. There's a lot going on in the world of Dave LaGreca, Mark. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not liking it right now.
And you know what? I thought that the Bears were the worst part of it, but not so much now. I think it's the Vultures. Not the Bears, but the Vultures are circling. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I mean, let's look into
it. How do you fix it?
All right. Well, first, let me explain it. Before I can fix anything, I got to explain exactly what's going on for those who don't know. And for those who don't follow at David LaGreca 1 or at D. Mark Henry, because that's what you need to do. And at Busted Open Radio to figure out and see these tweets. But it was my wife Violetta's birthday yesterday. I made that announcement on the air, and I love my wife. She's awesome, and you've met my wife several times, Mark. Amazing woman.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was her birthday, and you know it was a long day. I had to work. I had to record some things. I had to pick up my daughter from camp, which is about an hour away. She's a camp counselor, and she does a great job with that. So I'm on the road for a couple hours. Then I had to go to the gym. I'm, you know, seeing a personal trainer, trying to get myself in shape. I hit 50, Mark, so I want to keep myself in shape. Plus, you know, I want to keep my stamina up. So, you know, yeah. I'm seeing a personal trainer right now, you know? It's a lot harder to jump on than it is to jump off, Mark. And then, you know, so Violetta and I, you know, we're doing the family thing. Last night was the family thing. This weekend is the Dave and Violetta alone thing. Last night was kind of like the family thing, daughters and everything else, family dinner. We went out and all that stuff. So I figured, hey, hon, I'm going to take about a 30-minute cat nap, you know, kind of rejuvenate myself after being at the gym. Nothing wrong with that, Mark, right? Got a long night ahead
of us.
Not at all. Take a little 30-minute nap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a nap guy.
Thank you. Violetta takes a picture of me napping and puts it on social media. And this was the tweet, Mark. She goes, thank you all for the birthday wishes. Thank you, everyone. You're all the best. Just in case there's nothing to talk about on Busted Open tomorrow, maybe Dave LaGreca can talk about how he took a nap on my birthday and left me to celebrate solo. Just an idea. Wow. I take a 30-minute nap. 30-minute nap, and my wife goes to social media. But that, and then, of course, Bully's got to stir the fucking pot because that's what he does. He goes, wow, what the hell, Dave? Happy birthday, Violetta. Love stirring the pot, that Bully Ray. But the worst part, that human piece of shit, filth, worthless asshole, MJF tweets, I would never do that to you, Violetta. Let's talk again sometime soon. And if you remember, they spoke. You have the picture. You, if you want to tweet it out, go right ahead, Mark. You have the picture of them talking in Jacksonville, Florida. What
I'll tweet it out. Listen, Dave. I think,
but that's not the worst part, Mark. That's the way. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt the world's strongest man. That's not the worst part. The worst part about it, in response to MJF's tweet, is Violetta's tweet that says "call me" with a phone emoji.
Hmm. Somebody's got some splaining to do. I'm just saying, Dave. I mean, you might want to get that in check. Because that's once that ball starts rolling, it's hard to stop.
It's unbelievable, Mark, what I have to go through on a daily basis.
Bless your heart.
And we're going to get into that in a second, my friend. So now I got Sami Callihan after me, Thunder Rosa after me, and MJF after my wife. What have I done to anyone to deserve what's happening to me right now at 50?
You know what, Dave? You're having the torment of a busy man. That's what you're having right now. The torments of a busy man. When you're busy, sometimes the gates get untended. Sometimes you're late to get the eggs. You know what that term is?
To get the eggs?
When you're in the country, you wake up in the morning, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock, and you go get the eggs from beneath the chickens. Well, usually later in the evening, there's these things called chicken snakes. And the chicken snakes will run the chickens off, and then they'll go eat the eggs. So you want to get there early in the morning to get all the eggs out, you know, so you don't lose them. There you go. There's your country analysis.
I appreciate that because we want to cover everything here on Busted Open. I'm going to try to curve my F-bombs this morning. I've already thrown two out there, maybe even more. So I'm going to try to censor myself if I could. But you got to understand the life of Dave LaGreca, okay? Let me just explain it really quick.
All right,
I do this show, Mark, that, you know, I created called Busted Open. It's been on the air for 13 years. With the success of this show becomes great responsibility. You all understand the weight that I have to carry. First of all, I have to carry, you know, SiriusXM Fight Nation. All right. I got to keep the sports department alive, for God's sake. I got to keep the lights on in the freaking place. If it wasn't for this show,
the whole department.
I mean, think about it.
All of Fight Nation is on your back.
On my back.
Yeah.
The success of this show, everybody wants a piece of me. Oh, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. Well, how do you think they come up with it? The success of this show. You know what I am? You know the old saloons back in the Wild Wild West? You know, they'd have the saloon with the bar and everything like that. You know, they'd sell beer and whiskey to the cowboys that would come in there. That didn't keep the lights on in that place, man. You know what did? The whores did in the back. That's what kept the money coming in. I'm the whore. I'm the whore in the back room that SiriusXM is ashamed of. I am the whore in the back room. They use me. They abuse me. But they come in with their hands open to take the money that I made all night long to put smiles on the patrons' faces. They're not coming in to get the wine. They're not coming in to get the beer. They're not coming in to get the whiskey. They're coming from the whore. And Dave LaGreca is the whore. Make no mistake about it. There's a line out the door for the whore. And I'm the whore.
You must be good. Wow. A line out the door? Man.
And well, what do I get? And what do I get? This. This is what I get. Abuse. So since once in a while, a man breaks down and has to take a nap. 30-minute nap. I get no respect at all. I get zero respect. I want calls. I want calls from brass. I want them calling up. A thank you once in a while would be nice. No, you want more from me.
I don't see that as being too much.
You want more from me. More, more, more. There's only so much I can take.
Well, Dave, I appreciate you. I think that Ed and Gabby both appreciate you. We're going to give you your flowers today.
No, you know what? You know what they do? You know what Ed Robinson does? You know how Ed Robinson treats me? Like I'm an udder. Let me pull the udder and get that last drop of milk out of the udder. Stop pulling on my udder, Ed. Stop pulling on it. It's too much. It's sore. My udder is sore. Stop pulling on the udder. Draining the milk from me. There's only so much I have, and I want to give it to the nation. My back is sore. My shoulders are sore. I have to keep this whole place alive, for God's sake.
It sounds like your throat is going to be sore if you keep screaming. Relax, Dave.
Am I wrong, Mark? Am I wrong? Is anything that I said wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But I do say this, Dave.
Go ahead.
I think that the future of Busted Open and the future of Sirius XM Fight Nation is going to get better for you, because sometimes a closed mouth won't get fed. I tell you that all the time. Sometimes you have to speak up for people to know, and you just said it. You spoke up. Now they know. So
I'm here for the nation. Mark, you and I are going to be in Pittsburgh next week.
Yep.
Right? We're going to hang with the nation. We're doing that on our own, man. That's how much we love the Busted Open. We have to hang with you, the fans.
Yeah.
We miss you. We want to be with you. We want to shake hands.
Right.
Give hugs.
Have conversations about
yes.
your experiences with Busted Open. And your experiences with Dave LaGreca, and talk about his rankings, and talk about his rants, and talk to me about matches that I've had, and who that they would like to see me wrestle down the road at AEW. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to be there for you. Like, but it would be nice. It would be nice. This is just me and you, Dave. This is just you and I. Two guys that want to be involved with the fans, and we're just happening on a day off in between me working on Dynamite and me now with the new show, our first episode of Rampage. We're going to be hanging out and getting people excited about it. And it's not a SiriusXM deal. It's just me and you.
Yeah, we want to hang out with the nation. We're going to do that. We appreciate the nation. I appreciate you. Yes, Ed Robinson's pulling my udder, getting that last drop of milk. It's sore. I'm tired. I apologize for taking a 30-minute nap. But let me tell you this, Sammy Callahan, All right, you say you know, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of Sammy Cal. You again? What do? You call Mark and Ryan McKinnell on a Saturday. How about having the balls to call in Monday through Friday and talk to me? No, wow. Thunder Rosa, sold out crowd at Mission Pro Wrestling in Buda, Texas. Why? Because of Dave LaGreca. Did I get a thank you? No, I got the shit kicked out of me instead of a thank you. All I wanted was a thank you. That's all I wanted, and then I got kicks and punches and all that shit. And then MJF, a 25-year-old bunk piece of crap, is trying to. She's married. She's my wife, for God's sakes.
Trying to
bad,
move
you're
in
a bad guy.
Wife.
And let me tell you something, MJF. I'll be in Pittsburgh next week. I'll be in Pittsburgh. So if you got something to say, say it to my face. If you're man enough. You want to talk Ooh. Shit on Twitter? Listen to me.
Throw
you want to talk
down.
Shit on Twitter? You want to talk stuff on Twitter, on social media? You're a big man. You're 25-year-old punk. I'll be in Pittsburgh next week. You got something to say? What's the venue we're going to be at, Mark? Where the hell are we going to be on Wednesday? What the hell's the name of the place that we're going to be on Thursday night?
I'm going to have to pull it up, Dave. I'm gonna have to
check
pull it
that. Pull it up. Pull it up. Let me tell you something, MJF. At 50, I could still pull it up. All right? Maybe I need... Need to take a 30-minute nap, all right? But I could still pull it up, pal, better than your punk ass. And I'll be in Pittsburgh Woo! Next week. You got something to say, say it to my face if you got the balls. If you got the balls.
Hey, we'll be at the Thirsty Scholar Bar and Grill, 3610 Fifth Avenue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, from 5 to 8 p.m. You must be 21 years of age, people.
Oh, that's right. MJF just makes the cut. His young punk ass just makes the cut. So you know what? Show your ID because you look like you're 14. Show your ID so you can get in and I'll be there. That's my wife, Violetta. I married her. It's mine. She's mine. She's my wife. I love her. We're companions. We're partners in life. You know nothing about that. You know nothing about... Stop pulling my udder, Ed. I'll break when I want to break. Okay? You weren't there when I created this show, all right? You don't know the obstacles I had to go through, the hoops I had to jump through to get this show on the air. And you want to take a break? You know what? You're going to... Shut up, Ed. I'll take the break when I want to take the break. And
what
now
the hell?
Is when I want to... And now... Don't you talk. This is my show. You don't talk.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pots were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Everything was not explained in that photo. Because did something happen before you took that nap?
You know, a little afternoon delight.
All right. Well, so, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, get it out your system. That it's poison. You got to get it out.
it backs up on you.
Yeah, you don't want to get out. You get backed up. You get miserable. You have a horrible work day.
Yes.
You're not nice to the people you work with.
No.
Everybody that you come in contact with, they tend to find like feel like you're being overly aggressive. You know, you got to release that tension out of your shoulders and just be able to decompress yourself and then take a nap, and then you're back 100%.
Sorry,
you're back to 100% after.
Yeah, I am, and that's what I thought, Mark. I just rejuvenation, you know, and I'm fine now. Ed, I apologize, you know.
It's okay. It's
all
right.
To go off on you.
See how cool you feel now?
See, now I feel better.
You got it out of your system.
But, Gabby, you have to admit, Ed's been pulling on my udder way too much.
I've been watching it. I don't even know how you've been walking around with such a loose udder that's been yanked at so much.
It's uncomfortable.
Listen.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. You could tie a knot with them.
I'm the milkman in this equation.
I'm in the middle of a sentence.
I'm trying to explain myself.
Hold on one second. One second.
If Dave's the cow, I'm the milkman. I have to deliver buckets to the company. I have to provide.
Dave asked me a question.
Yes.
I was in the middle of answering that question. Before I finished the answer to the question, you were already on my fucking udder.
Wow.
Wow. I don't believe in it.
Wow.
It's not nice to do. But you made me do it. Now you may speak. What?
I'm the milkman here. I have to deliver the milk to the people. They're thirsty. They need nourishment. Dave provides the milk. I deliver the milk. That's how the game works. It's business.
Not the milkman, just because you're oddishly pale does not make you the milkman. That means you've been inside too much. Sorry.
He is a bit pale. And it is summertime.
I don't think
Ed,
it's fair to talk about snowballing on air like this.
All right. Now this might be the perfect time to go out to the Busted Open Nation on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, because the world's strongest man is completely out of control, and he hasn't even had a cup of coffee. Everything is on the table for the nation. What's going on, Kenny?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Mark. How are you guys been?
What's up, buddy?
Awesome.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I just want to say this week, wrestling was very, very good. Starting actually with surprisingly, Monday Night Raw was very entertaining as well. And Wednesday night, man, AEW, just like Izzy said in her call, AEW just had me on the edge of my seat for 2 hours watching Chris Jericho go through the labors. Now he's got to deal with Wardlow with MJF. I can't wait to see how that goes. Just watching Miro, God's favorite champion, man. Miro is, I watched him as Rusev in WWE, but to see him now in AEW, like, if anybody's going to take that TNT championship from him, they're going to have to tie his legs together with tape and pin him 1, 2, 3 to take it, because he is just as dominant as any champion currently right now in professional wrestling. And Malakai Black, for him to just go out there and punish Cody, I mean, that one roundhouse kick, I mean, just dominant from start to finish and then get some heat at the end. Man, I can't wait to see how Malakai Black goes throughout AEW. So, but this week, wrestling so far has been great. NXT was great as well. I definitely like the video package with Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez. And last year, if I had to choose a match of the year for 2020, and I know this might surprise some people, I would have to say it was Walter and Dragunov. Mark and Dave, I sat there in my office and watched that match. Like, I literally couldn't get any work done because that was physical. I think that's the match that I am looking forward to at TakeOver. I think SmackDown is going to be great. And Dave, I just want to say, man, I do appreciate you. Thank you for having the show for us. And like a lot of callers say, this is the only reason I keep my SiriusXM subscription is because of you, Mark, Gabby, Tommy, Bully, Ed, you know, the Ryan on Saturday. You just have done a great job with this show, and I appreciate you, man. And hope you guys have a good time in Pittsburgh. I'm going to try to call before I go on vacation. And wish your lovely wife a happy belated birthday for me, Dave. You guys take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, Kenny. Kenny in Virginia. He kind of recapped the week.
This is Lindsay Rhodes, and I'm so excited for my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, to be joining the SiriusXM Sports family. We'll be talking about the most compelling topics and to some of the most interesting people in and around the NFL, taking a look at things through my somewhat nerdy football lens. I like to push past the low-hanging fruit to get to the real stories that are going to make you feel like a smarter football fan. So please join me every Wednesday for The NFL Roadshow, available on the SXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Our good friend Melina joins us here on Busted Open. Melina, good morning to you.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. That was a good intro.
My girl.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great, actually. You know, like after everything we went through last year, I mean, you know, I'm so thankful for, you know, everything that we're able to do now, like coming back and starting to do shows and interacting with people, and just grateful to have the people and opportunities in my life in this period of time.
Yeah. And of course, what you did last night, you know, Mickey James introducing you, and you're going to have that match with Deonna Purrazzo at NWA Empower that's taking place on August 28th. I mean, that's the way that you show people up, and you definitely showed Deonna up last night on Impact Wrestling.
Thank you. I didn't mean to.
Why not?
Okay,
I mean, you got to do
that.
She
wanted to know who her opponent was, so she had to be shown.
You've got to step up and let them know who you are. And if they didn't know, now you know.
Yep, yep. That made my heart smile because, you know, being in the ring, like, there with Mickey, and then seeing Gail at Impact, too, like, the, you know, those are my girls, and I'm so grateful to be able to have this opportunity to be on a show, Empower, with them and Jazz. Like, that's something I never thought I would ever be able to be a part of or ever see, you know, when I think back when I started my career. It's like, Melina, this would be my first all-women's pay-per-view. I've never had that opportunity before. I've never been a part of something before like that. And then with different multi-organizations, that's, to me, that's something so incredible and something worth, like, going all out for in my life, in my career. So this is, to me, this is so important. This is something, you know, super, like, it's dear to me. I'm going to treasure this forever.
Melina, we sat at a autograph signing together recently, and you told me that you were interested in getting back into the ring. Like, this is pretty quick. I mean, like, did you know then that you wanted to get back in the room this soon?
No, actually, no. Now I'm thinking back on it. No, it happened like at NWA, the last NWA. I kind of got in it, and I was like, oh man, like I was worried about, you know, I was worried about because I have it injured knee, and in my mind, it's that fear of, okay, what if I make it worse? What if it was something happens to it? And then, you know, you get it's like an addiction, I think. You get in the ring and you get that feeling, and it's like it made me want to come back. It's like, okay, I'm fine, and I could do this. And you know what? This is where I want to be. I want to see what I can do before it's, you know, before I can anymore. So I just keep going. Like this is like going to be Deonna against Deonna. That's the ultimate for me, because her style, her intensity, I've waited my entire career for someone who can match that with me. Like, she has so much knowledge, but the way I think of things in the moment. Whenever people freeze because they can't think of second option, I could think of it in that moment in the ring. So my way of dealing, like in the working in the ring, my way of fighting is different from everybody else's. But when it comes to Deonna, this is something where I'm finally going to be pushed to I'm always pushing everybody to their, like, to the utmost level. Like, I make them better, but finally I get to work. Like, I get to fight with somebody who's going to make me better. And this is something worth coming back for.
You know, And I can't wait for this matchup at NWA Empower, Melina. But how does it feel for you, for, you know, people like Mark and I, you know, for Mickie James when she announced you yesterday? Like, you know, the word legend attached to your name.
Oh, I cried. I teared up. It's just, it's overwhelming feelings like of appreciation and gratitude, because I spent, like I was telling Mickie last night, she said, see, people love you. And, you know, outside of the ring, I know people love me because I'm a good person and I treat people good and I love everybody. I have nothing but love. But in the ring, it's, I guess people can't see what I try to do, or they don't understand, or they can't, you know, I label me. So sometimes when you can't label somebody or understand somebody, you hate them and, or don't see what they're trying to do in whatever they're trying, like whatever they're like trying to come across, like to show. And in my career, I've been hated for so long, and people always telling me I'm never going to be good enough. And that's okay, because, you know, I have great, you know, veterans and people I looked up to praise me, and I'm good with that. I don't need a pat on the back, but those people let me know that my work was worth something. And a moment like last night, to see the love pour in, to see the reaction, my heart is so happy. So it's smiling so big, because I'm so thankful that out of all this time, I didn't understand. Like, I feel like I'm never going to be good enough. I'm always going to be hated. And to see that love, so beautiful, so beautiful. It's just so grateful to have a moment like this in my life, to feel that positivity and energy. I could only hope that people could have a moment like that in their life too, to feel such goodness, you know? So it was a beautiful thing to see last night. And I want to thank everybody for, you know, the kind words and support.
Wow.
So what's next? I mean, is this something like, you got the itch again? Is this something that could last a little bit longer than just NWA Empower?
Well, we got to see. We got to see after Empower, because the way I'm approaching this match with Deonna is I'm going to give it everything that I have, as if it's now or never, or if it's like my last match, because I'm going to give everything that I have left in my body to be able to win that title. So right now it's focus on that, and I'm going to give it all I got.
That's,
and then
awesome.
After that, then we'll see what we got, and I'll give more. If I have more, I'll give more. I will always give more. But everything I got, it's going to be like, I will do everything it takes for this match and Empower.
Now, last question from me, Melina. And first of all, congratulations. It's great to have you back. I can't wait for NWA Empower. But I believe you're out on the West Coast now, right?
Yes, I'm in California again.
Okay, so let me ask you. How's the pizza out on the West Coast?
It's different. It's different. You know, it's not the same. You can't compare it. It's sad because it's like, it's apples and oranges. Even though it's pizza.
And that's on the pizza.
Yeah, they put crazy stuff on the pizza out there.
See,
too.
But that's a different thing. The taste of like New York pizza, it's like, you know, it's genuine, like that. This is the way pepperoni and cheese or whatever, like it should be. But since we can't match that, this is what I'm assuming, since Californians can't match that, we have to like go like think outside the box and put different things in it, and it's good.
Melina, we love you. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait for NWA Empower August 28th. You're going to be facing Knockouts champion Deonna Purrazzo. Melina, thank you as always. You're a great friend to this show, and we wish you luck.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you for having me on. I've missed you.
We missed you too. We got to get together soon for sure.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the Sirius XM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.